wonderful thing on the prayer room wall. And let me just read from it. It says, let this place be an upper room where your people learn to wait. Let this house become holy ground where your children watch and pray. Oh, remind us today we are people of your presence. Let there be wonder in this place. Let there be worship for your name. Come, Holy Spirit, how we need your fire again. Let there be wonder. And as I've been in that room at different times and seen that, and it's been a prayer that I've prayed. And then as I was in there this week, I saw it again, and it was like, wow, that's a prayer for us as we start a new term, a new month, as we celebrate how many years in this building? 2 years in this building. We're 250 years old next year, 2 years old in this building. I think there are some things that God wants us to make shifts in before we move into our 250th year. And I say the word shift, there's a big button here, we can like press it. I'm not going to slap the screen in case it breaks, but little shifts so that we don't just keep on doing what we're doing and getting the same results as we're getting, being the same people that we are, because actually God wants us to shift to become more and more like him and more like the church he calls us to be. There may be some things over these next few weeks or over this term that before we enter into our 250th year, that God wants us to stop, not just as a church, but as individuals. Maybe there's a habit or a mindset that God is saying, stop doing that. Maybe there are things where you just need to come home into God's presence, that you've wandered, that maybe you have been someone who had a faith in Jesus years and years and years ago, but you've wandered and you've just gone through the motions and God is saying, come home. Or maybe you're just exploring faith and church and God and things like that, and God is saying, come and set up home with me and allow me to be in your home, in your heart. And part of that will involve pressing the control button and handing it back over to God. This picture changed what I was going to preach this morning. Because back in August, I was going to go hard, full on, high octane, high energy, multiply fully devoted disciples of Jesus, values of the church. Vision, values, new term, new start, let's go for it, church. We're going to make and multiply fully devoted disciples of Jesus, people who love God with everything that they are and everything that they have, love their neighbors as themselves, and do what Jesus told us to do, that's make disciples. And as a church, how we can grow to be Bible saturated, reliant on God's Holy Spirit, expectant in prayer, and just notice, God's speech bubble is bigger than ours. So maybe we should start listening a bit more to what God is saying and just being quiet with him. And then people focus. So sermon number one was going to be about the vision and the values. And then in August I was listening to some scripture, and as I listened to Psalm 84, God challenged me about not doing that sermon but doing a sermon on Psalm 84. And I was going through a process of reflecting on my 30 years of being a follower of Jesus. I turned 30 in August, 30 years since I turned and believed in Jesus. And that's helped, well, that moment, that number of years has helped me just think, okay, God, are there things in my past 30 years of following you that you want me to shift away from or towards more in my next 30 years? Are there things that you want me to just stop? Are there things that you want me to come into a more home setting? Well, actually, that was one of the things. Come into intimacy, into home presence of God. That was one of the things. Are there things that I need to hand back control to God? And other things that I just need to press complete factory reset with certain areas. And I've gone through these things and not finished yet, but I'll share some of the things over the following weeks. But that's been my journey. And then next Thursday, I would have been a pastor for 10 years. So I'm 30 and 10, and we've been in the building for 2.
You're quite young.
Thanks, Linda. I wonder if there are things in your life that you need, well, not just need, but that God is saying, I want you to shift. I want you to reset. I want you to hand back control. I want you to end. I want you to come home in these areas. As a church, for us to be more like the church God wants us to be. And not being negative about our church. I love us. But I love God more, and I love his plans and purposes. And I want us to try and be the church of our future, not just our past and present. So I want to keep looking forward to see what God is calling us into, and not just what he has for us now. So sermon number one was going to be a hard kind of, let's go church, vision and values. Sermon number two, up until about 9:15 last night, was Psalm 84. And a preach about coming into the, well, worshipping God and coming into his presence with full devotion and things like that. And we're going to stay with Psalm 84, but we're going to do a slightly different approach to it. If you could turn with me to Psalm 84. If you don't have a Bible and would like one, you can either find one on your phone. The YouVersion Bible app is good. The passage is on the screen, but it's best to have one in your hand. Who would like this one? Anyone need it? If you don't have one and would like one, someone with a blue top will come and give it to you if you pop your hand up. This passage, I want us to read, and then I want to just share a few things. Psalm 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near to your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Selah. Anyone notice that footnote in your Bibles or on the screen? It says Selah. We're going to come back to that in a moment. Verse 5, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. Now, just to say, you know, I said about being the church that God is calling us to be, going on a journey with God, a journey of change and transformation, there's a blessing promised in Scripture here. Blessed are those who are journeying with God, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage with him. Verse 6, as they pass through the valley of Baca, Baca is a word that is translated as a valley of weeping, a valley of tears, a dry and sorrowful place. As these pilgrims pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. That word in Hebrew can also mean blessing. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield. Oh, hang on. At the end of verse 8, there's a Selah. And so often we skip over these little words or footnotes. We rush on. So I'll read that again. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob, Selah, look on our shields, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose way of life is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Sermon number one, about the vision and the values. Sermon number two, a teaching from Psalm 84. Sermon number three started at 9:15 last night, and I messaged Kirsty and Chrissy to just say, are you okay to go with this in terms of music and things? Because what we're going to do is we're going to actually do what God's word says and pause. Because this word, Selah, is a word, a footnote that we often skip over, that in the Hebrew it's saying pause and reflect on what has been said, what has been sung. It appears 71 times throughout the Psalms, and the people singing it or saying it are saying, don't carry on in your journey until you've dwelt on, until you've measured up or weighed up what God has been saying, what the song has been declaring. Pause and think of it. Pause in the presence of the holy God. So I want us to do that this morning. I want us to pause and recognize the holy presence of God and allow him to minister to us. Allow him to bring healing and comfort to us. Allow him not to just teach from Scripture just a sermon, but to actually serve us the message that he has for us in a perfect, uniquely packaged way that is just delivered straight to us by his Holy Spirit. And as we do that, as we pause in his presence, I believe God will help us know some things that he wants to reset in our lives and in our church. Some things that he wants to shift. Some things he wants us to end and stop. There are some people he will call today on a journey to himself to find home with God. And God will speak to us by his Spirit to hand over control to him. So I'm going to invite Chrissy up, and she will play for a while. And I'm going to pray. And I want you to join with me in praying as you just sit in the presence of the holy God. And I want you to listen out for what God is saying to you. It might be that as you reread through Psalm 84, there are different things that God chooses to minister to you through this psalm. It might be that you are someone who is going through a valley of tears. I'm praying that God will bring you hope and comfort. It might be that you're going through a place where you need to know the security of God. And that verse in verse 3 where he says, even the swallow and the sparrow find home in your dwelling place, God. And maybe by God's Holy Spirit, you're in need of that security, and God's Holy Spirit will just help you feel that security once again as you find home with him. So can I invite you to pray with me as we enter into a time of pause, of Selah, recognizing the holy presence of God with us. Father God, we thank you that your presence is beautiful, and it's not just about a place, but because of what Jesus did, it's about you, God, being everywhere, and no building can contain you. And you choose to bring your presence to your people. And Jesus, I believe that you're here in this room and meeting with people online in the rooms that they're in. You're there by your Holy Spirit. And I'm trusting you, God, that you will minister this morning to the people that seek you, that choose to be on pilgrimage towards you, that choose to turn towards you. And God, I know that in your word you promise a blessing for those that do that. So we're claiming that blessing this morning as you minister You minister, not me. You minister to your people. God, for those who are in a valley of tears, bring them hope and comfort. For those that just need to know that you're hearing their prayer, and as they pray verse 8, speak to them, Lord, and say that you've heard. For those that aren't yet followers of you, Jesus, but are just getting to know you a bit, God, I believe that you are going to speak and you're going to help them on that journey to get to know you. Holy Spirit, I'm handing it over to you. I'm giving you control. Meet with your people. Meet with me. Meet with those online as we seek you now. If you'd like to receive prayer ministry during this time, there'll be people at the front and to the sides that will pray with you. Maybe the person next to you or the person you've come with could pray with you if you'd find that helpful as well. Father, come. Jesus, we love you and know that you're here. Holy Spirit, we recognize that you're on the move amongst us. Amen.